Your workout of the day is for time. We have 30 strict pull-ups, 60 deadlifts, and deadlifts must be completed in unbroken sets of 5 every time. We have this other little component, which is every 2 minutes, we need to do 12 box step overs.
Gee, there's lots going on in this one today, isn't there? All these rules and
full
conditions.
Full of features.
Full of features. So 3-2-1 go happens. I do 12 box step overs. I run over to my pull-up bar and I start chipping away at pull-ups. And on the 2 minute mark, I go back to the box. Deadly. Is there a time cap for this today?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Amazing. How should the strict pull-ups and the deadlifts feel? Are they, like, should I be able to go and do sets of 10 on them? Should fives? Should, what's the rules here?
The pull-ups, the purpose of them is to get stronger. Very simple. We got a big chunk of work on a strict pull-up. So this should feel like strength work. Mm-hmm. If you could get them done in under 2 minutes, it's too light. If it's going to take you something like 3 rounds of the every 2 minutes thing, it's about right.
You're on the money.
Yeah. And if it's too light, you could like make it harder. You can do chest to bars. You could go and add some, like add a weighted vest, add a kettlebell, do something to make it more difficult. Because if you blitz these out of it, you're not really going to get any benefit. This should feel like strength work at the start. Then when we switch to deadlifts, it's not so much strength work, much more like barbell cycling. We're trying to condition the pattern to be able to handle more work. This is, you'll see the weight, it's the same as 24.2 that we just did. So we just noticed in that workout, some people could continually go 10 unbroken. Some people were breaking up quite a bit. So we said, let's get used to doing this sort of weight at under cardio load, but then also in at least sets of 5, just forcing yourself to do it. You could go 10 unbroken, you could go 15 unbroken, but if you go 12 unbroken, then you're back to 10.
You're at 10.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So you kind of have two different purposes. One is strength, one is conditioning. So the deadlifts then should feel not so heavy. This is a kind of hard one to get right because we can go too light, we can go too heavy. I think 10 to 15 unbroken would be the guide. If you could go more than 15, it's too light for you.
Yeah.
If you can go, if you're not quite at 10 unbroken, you might consider going a little lighter just so you can keep it in chunks.
Cycle rate up going.
Exactly.
The box step overs then, why are they there? Just to annoy us a little bit or?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's also just to keep the cardio element. If you imagine they're not there, we could end up just getting really slow on both movements.
Yeah.
The heart rate will just gradually drift downwards. And now we're just doing sort of strength, quasi-strength work. Because the deadlift's not heavy enough to get you stronger. So we really want the heart rate to be up while also, because that's going to mimic that 24.2 stimulus where we were at the barbell. The problem with the barbell wasn't that it was heavy, it was that we're also out of breath.
Yeah. Very generally, how do we approach this workout? Is it all very methodical and you try and time it perfectly so you get to the box, it takes exactly 34 seconds for you to do the 12, then you walk to the bar, you're doing your pull-ups or your deadlifts by the 50-second mark, or is it all just a bit more urgent and a bit more aggressive that way?
I think that's the right word. Urgent is the thing. So stay on the intensity of it as much as you can. Like, we can't let form break down. Obviously, that's the number one thing. But once that's in place, you should be pushing your pace here and trying to get it finished as fast as you can, because that's where the intensity will go up and that's where the fitness will come from.
So if we're going to get stronger on the pull-ups and we're going to get fitter in the deadlifts, is there an approach we take? Is there something that we do to make sure that that really happens today?
Yeah, so on the pull-ups, if you want to get stronger on gymnastics, one of the ways to do it is to pull faster. So when you're in that full hang position, you want to get your chin over the bar, you pull your ribs to your body as fast as you can. And every bit of speed that we get is teaching the body that we're more explosive in that range. And the body learns to be more explosive, more powerful. So I think it's important that if they slow down too much, it might be worth just taking an extra few seconds break. So when you get back on, you can find your speed again. On the deadlifts, it might be a little opposite to that. It might be that we're trying to move with a little less tension. We're trying to breathe a bit more through it so that we're not dialing up like it's 150 kilos, that we can treat it at the way that it is, just enough tension that we need. But then once we drop, like you said, urgency, it's in the rest periods staying urgent so that once it's on the floor, you're giving yourself a countdown, like get back to work as soon as you can, and that's the key to it.